You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everybody. This is MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. I'm Anthony Kastrmus, joined, as always, by Jeffrey Flanagan. And, Jeffrey, the Royals got off to a red-hot start. Won their first six games. By the time people listen to this, maybe they have won another or finally lost one. But either way, very promising start for a club that they came oh so close to that World Series title last year. And, you know, you got the sense with the Royals in spring training and now that the season has started that they're still on this mission to prove people wrong. I know a lot of people were counting them out. We've talked about before the Pacoda projections, mm-hmm. and the Fangraphs projections and things like that. But now that you've seen it in season, I mean, these guys are playing like their hair's on fire, basically.
Yeah, to a man, the players told me this was going to happen. I mean, maybe not go 6-0, but right. they said all spring they were going to be a hungry group that had a lot of unfinished business, still angry about losing Game 7 last year, and they weren't going to be complacent. And they've come out, and I think this is kind of who they are, although this is times two or times four because they're just hitting on every cylinder right now. The bullpen has been phenomenal. Starting pitching has been great. And they're hitting the crap out of the ball. So it's just and of course, they also play flawless defense. They've made one error, and that was kind of a tainted one when Yordano didn't cover the bag. But, you know, they just do everything they do well. They run bases, and they're a handful to play against. And I remember Adam Eaton talking about after the White Sox series for the White Sox center field, just saying, hey, you know, those guys play the game the right way. They play the game the fun way, and they're hard to beat because they can beat you in so many ways. And we saw that last October. We saw it for much of September, and we're seeing it again now.
Absolutely. Eric Hosmer had probably the line that sums it up. He said, we're hungry and we're on a mission, especially with mm-hmm. the way, as you said, the way Game 7 ended. I guess the question you ask is, can they keep up this intensity all season? They're playing with the kind of intensity they showed in that eight-game winning streak in October last year. You know, it's a long season, and you wonder if they can keep that chip on their shoulder, I guess, all year.
Yeah, I don't think they view it that way. I don't think they feel like they're doing anything super extra right now in terms of energy or emotion. They're just playing the game that they believe they can play. And it probably looks to other teams like, you know, they're in playoff mode already, but they're just out there. Look, it's a very loose group. They're having fun yeah. In the clubhouse before games, after games. You know, they're still doing the James Shields post-game celebrations that he started a couple of years ago. So it's like a big disco party in there after games. And they're just a very loose group. And it's a clubhouse that really gets along with each other. And the new guys that fit in terrifically. I don't think they view this as an exception. You know, you're going to lose games. They all know they're going to have a spell where they're not going to win. But, you know, Detroit 6-0 too. And I don't think anybody's too shocked about that. And I don't think they should be too shocked either if the Royals are 6-0. But, you know, baseball turns on a dime, as you know, and they've got to take care of the Twins this series.
Absolutely. You know, this early start, obviously, when a team starts out 6-0, a lot of people are good doing things right. But who strikes you as maybe, it doesn't have to be a surprise, but maybe the most encouraging aspect of this? Is there one guy whose performance has been probably the most encouraging for them?
Well, I'll go with a couple guys. Number one, you know, we were all kind of anxious to see, I can go with three guys. Morales, Kendrys Morales, who's, you know, coming off a horrible year last year, and he had a good spring and a solid spring, and he's got his timing down. And he's just been a huge addition in the number five spot, being a switch hitter too. And he's come out and he's hitting everything that's thrown to him. You know, Alex Rios too has been pretty dialed in from the beginning of camp till now, and he's coming off, you know, another down year. And of course, Sal Perez, we're seeing what he can do now. When he, you know, had a couple built-in days off and he didn't, you know, get overworked in spring or anything. So, like, we're seeing a very healthy, rested, energetic Sal Perez, and he's got three homers already. And really, the biggest surprise probably so far isn't that they've got six wins. It's that they've got nine homers already. They've been this is a team that was last in the big leagues in home runs last year, and already they've got nine this year. Maybe coincidentally, too, they've also been hit nine times by pitches. So But I'd say that, you know, the biggest surprise probably is just, you know, the power, because they've got so many ways to beat you athletically, defensively. They're great bullpen. They run base as well. They put the ball in play. But now they've got this other element here where they're hitting home runs, and boy, they're really hard to contend with when they do that.
You mentioned a well-rested Perez, and that's something that we're going to be watching all year, how Ned Yost handles his workload. He caught all six games here early on, every inning. And yep. I know Yost has said it's tough. It's tough to take him out of the lineup. Eric Kratz, of course, the backup. But when Perez is going the way he is, it's really hard to take that bat out of the lineup. But I guess at some point, just the manager just has to flat out make that move and you know, submit the lineup with Kratz in it and basically especially to establish that, I guess, early in the season, that this season is going to be different than last year from a workload standpoint.
Yeah, it's you know, you got to feel for Ned in that situation, because what do you do? I mean, you got a Gold Glover, an All-Star, who started off the season on fire. I mean, he's got three home runs already. He's hitting, I think he's hitting around 400 or something, and playing great defense. And Sal, as you know, wants to play every single day. You know, when the season ended last year, after he set a major league record with starting 158 games, goes to Japan and plays some more. I mean, he's just kind of a nut that way. He just wants to play all the time. And they do have to find a way to get him some rest. Now, I will say that Ned's not as concerned about it early in the season. When he wants to start giving him rest will be in July and August, so he's ready for the stretch run in September. So I don't know how much Kratz is going to play. He might play Thursday, a day game after a night game. I wouldn't bet on it, but, I mean, I think that's the best opportunity. Ned kind of hedged on it this morning when I talked to him again. And, you know, and they're winning, too. I mean, you don't really want to disrupt anything right now. They might get off to a record start here. I think the Royals' record's 9-0 for starting the season in 2003. And maybe Ned wants that record, you know. And his best chance is always going to be with his Gold Glove All-Star catcher in the lineup. And until Sal starts showing a little bit of fatigue, I don't think you're going to see that early in the season like this. I don't see Kratz getting a lot of time. He might get a spot start, but we'll pay a lot more attention to it come June, July, and August in the middle of the season when Sal last year played almost every game there too, and then was just completely worn out by the time he got to September and October. So give him some middle of the season rest, get him ready for the stretch run in September and October, and hopefully he'll be fine.
Well, one of Perez's great strengths, of course, is working with his pitching staff, and he's a big part of their sustained success the last couple of years. And mm-hmm. Edinson Volquez joins that group this year, and his debut was terrific. Jeffrey,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't a total mystery what you're going to get from this guy, but of course, last season was such a stark difference from his 2013 season in San Diego. So I was curious, at least, to see if he got the season started off on the right foot, and he sure did.
Yeah, and you know, he had kind of a shaky spring, and we talked to him a lot about that in the spring, and he told me he's never ever had a good spring. You know, he's just not an Arizona guy, he's not a Florida guy. But once the lights went up and the curtains went up, I mean, and the lights went on, he really showed up and pitched a heck of a game against the White Sox, and the type of game you would expect from him. You know, he's not going to strike out a ton of guys, but he keeps the ball down in the zone. He keeps pounding the ball down and just let his nine great defensive players do the job for him. And that's kind of what happened against the White Sox. They just a lot of guys made great plays, and that's how this staff thinks. You know, just, you know, they don't have to take the hitter themselves. They don't have to strike everybody out. Just keep the ball in play, and good things will happen, and they have been. You know, they've been getting – sensational defense out of Escobar and Moose and Hosmer, and the outfield, of course, Kane's been like Kane always is. He's just been terrific, and so you just don't have to strike out 15 guys or 10 guys. Just just don't walk anybody and put the ball in play, and like I said, good things happen, and so far they have been for Volquez in his first start, and I think they expect that pretty much regularly all year.
Another guy who had a strong performance in his first appearance for the Royals was Chris Young, coming off of that comeback Player of the Year season in Seattle. And I just, for your talks with him in spring training, how has he adjusted to this bullpen role, and how does he how's he taken to that mentally? Because that is a big adjustment, especially this late stage in his career.
Yeah, he's kind of admitted it's a work in progress. He's not sure how many, because he hasn't done it before, he isn't sure how many days off he needs in between. And Ned was really trying to get him into a game here. He hadn't pitched since the end of exhibition against Houston. And so, you know, you get kind of rusty, and they still got a couple other guys in that category, too. Franklin Morales hasn't thrown yet. And, you know, Madsen's thrown a little bit, but, you know, they had to try to get Chrissy in the game. And yesterday is a perfect opportunity. They're up 9-2. You know, Frazier works them out of the sixth and seventh. And now you just need someone to just calm everything down and just get you through the game. You can save your HDH trio for today. And they got that out of Chris Young, and that's going to be his role. And if they got big enough leads, you know, you might see him go three innings at a time. And, boy, will that help late in the season. You'll have a fully rested HDH later in the year if you can get that kind of performance out of Chris Young. And he's fine with it. He's embracing the role. He's happy to be on this team. And he's just got to learn to see what his body can do, how fast he can come back off a two- or three-inning stint.
Well, I don't know who wouldn't be happy to be on the Royals at this stage. They've been a lot of fun to watch. It's been like October all over again, and Jeffrey Flanagan does an awesome job covering it all for Royals.com, so be sure to check out his work, and thanks for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.